You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
No, we are finding it out now, people. If you're watching replay, how many calls actually do get missed? You know, we used to think umpires were, 99% of the time? Well, I'm not so sure that's true. There's a lot of missed calls. It's taken a lot of time in these games. These games are going long because of this. Tigers have a situation right now where it was pretty blatant Vicieto had scored. What was it, a pass ball, wild pitch? What was it? Something happened? I didn't even see what happened. But he went in. The throw was back to Avila. And he made
Avila
like a...
Avila missed a tag.
Yes, but from an angle where the umpire was, looked like a swipe tag. And he clearly scored. And I don't think he ever touched him.
Mark, you know what? The replay, he never touched him. He swiped across his body. It looked like across his body. Never touched him.
All right, let's get you caught up here, Rob Parker.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson.
You in?
Sponsored by, are you in or are you out?
In?
Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Mark, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
Well, pending the call on the challenge right now,
here
it's
we
an
go.
Official challenge. The call is out, but this will take another 5 minutes. The White Sox lead the Tigers now, 2-1 in the seventh. Been a bad seventh inning for Anibal Sanchez. Dion Vicieto with the lead run in the game with a double scoring Jose Abreu.
Safe.
And so now it's 3-1. So chalk up Vicieto as scoring on that play. And it's now a 3-1 White Sox lead over the Tigers in the seventh inning.
But why does the official get to make that call, Mark? That's what I'm not clear on. Why is that an official challenge?
You know what? I don't know. I thought it was only from the dugouts, but.
What you call never touched him?
All craziness right. In baseball. No, it was an obvious.
No, he was already.
He didn't touch him. He didn't touch him. Wings play game 3 versus Boston at JLA tomorrow at 7:30.
And that's it. He was cruising along in the seventh.
And goodbye, Anibal Sanchez, for the night. Series title 1, of course, with the Bruins. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Second quarter NBA playoffs tonight. Oklahoma City still trails Memphis 41-36. Golden State and the Clippers coming up in about an hour and 20 from now. Stanley Cup playoffs, round 1, game 3. The Blue Jackets look like they're in like Flint, man, going for that second ever playoff victory. After winning one, they're getting greedy.
I was going to say, they like the first one so much.
Yeah.
You know what it's kind of like, Mark, the first time you're with a woman and you're like, wow, that was
wow, really?
Cool.
You know what, Rob? I think you have some issues.
Okay, you think so?
I think there's some issues going on here. There's a theme tonight to a Monday night after Easter. It's Canadian Easter. So you keep it clean. 3-1, Blue Jackets. Boone Jenner with a goal. Jack Johnson has scored. Penguins are trailing, though, in Columbus. Nationwide Arena going crazy. Colorado, Minnesota, no score in that game. Third period, still nothing doing between the Wild and the Avs. Jonathan Toews has scored for the Blackhawks. They lead the Blues 1-0 in the first. Ducks and Stars happen in about 20 minutes. Other baseball, American League Patriots Day game. Baltimore over Boston at Fenway on a beautiful Patriots Day in Beantown, in the Beanville. 7-6. The O's nearly blew a 6-0 lead on Patriots Day, but held on to win it. Every O had at least one hit for Buck Showalter in that game. Seventh inning at Cleveland, Jason Kipnis has hit a homer for the Indians, his third of the year. Cuts the Kansas City lead to 4-3. Texas-Oakland in about an hour. Houston-Seattle in about an hour as well. National League Pirates on the Ike Davis grand slam in the fourth inning. Lead Cincinnati 4-3 now in the seventh. Simmons has hit a homer for Atlanta, so it's tied up 1-1 in the seventh there. Mets over the Cardinals at Citi Field, 2-0 seventh. The Cub game is no longer in delay. They have announced pitchers and are actually on the field, so no score first inning at Wrigley Field. Going to be a long night of baseball there yet. Milwaukee over San Diego, 3-0 fourth. Colorado leads San Francisco, 1-0. That game just starting up in the first inning there. Philadelphia and the Dodgers going to 10-10. One interleague game is now in the seventh. The Nationals lead the Angels still by the score of 1-0. Your men's winner of the Boston Marathon is American Meb Keflezighi in a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, 37 seconds. Keflezighi is the first American male winner in Boston since Michigan's Greg Meyer 31 years ago. Rita Jeptu of Kenya won her second in a row, third overall Boston Marathon for the women, breaking the course record by nearly 2 minutes at 2 hours, 18 minutes, and 57 seconds. That is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. Here we are in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't forget, Matt Shepard morning, 7 to 10, right here on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. We web stream. If you're not watching us, you may do so online at parkerandtheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com.
When I get texts from friends around the country, and they say, I watched your show the other night, or it's still kind of weird. It's a great little thing. I've seen it, Mark. I've watched it. It's not bad. If you're just chilling out and you just put it on, you could watch and listen.
You know, I just got a text, too, from someone who said, but this is why replay works, because they got the call right.
No, the call, I don't have an issue with the call. You know what, Mark? What did Joe D used to always say? It's not about being right. It's about getting it right. And I think that's a great analogy. Credo to live by, right? It's not about being right. It's about getting it right.
And you hate Judd, and you love his thing where it says it's not about how good you are, it's how good you play. Remember you love that line?
I like that. Yeah. I'm not a hater on Judd. I'm just, he is what he is.
You know what? He's watching right now in Spokane, and he thinks you hate him.
I don't hate Judd. Judd,
give him some love.
Judd, I like you.
Speaking of love.
No, no good.
Before we talk about Dominican Sue and this whole voluntary mini camp that starts tomorrow in Allen Park, I have to make a public apology to Matt Kuchar, because I kept calling him Kuchoke, and people got on me because yesterday, while he was choking on the 17th hole,
gagging,
which would have been, I think, the fifth consecutive tournament that he either had the lead or was right there at the end and was going to blow it, on 18, I'm making fun of the guy. I think I'm tweeting out he's Kuchoke again. He's got his third shot on a par four on the 18th. He's in a tie with Luke Donald. He's in the bunker. He's a terrible lie. Well, the lie wasn't so bad, but it's just no way, no how, right?
Right.
He takes this whack at it, sucker goes right into the hole. Kuchar does the thing with the hat. It's one of the great reactions you'll ever see to a shot. And I went, Matt Kuchar, that's coming with it.
Well, at some point, you got to start making some shots. You know that, Mark. That's what we talk about all the time. What we talk about in the NFL. NFL is a simple league, Mark, about making plays, right? First point of attack, tackling a guy and letting him go by you, right? It's just certain things. You get to the quarterback, you can't let him slide by you. It's about making plays.
Right.
And you're right there. In golf, you gotta come with it. You
got to
make those shots sometimes. That's what separates
people.
That's
exactly what look, golfers, if they finish second or third, no skin off their nose, right? They're making a lot of money even for second and third. Kuchar wants to win. He's won 7 times now on tour. But that yesterday, Matt, at the Heritage, at Hilton Head, was as good as it gets. That's one of the great shots. And Luke Donald folded under the pressure after Kuchar had gone to 11 under par, and Donald finished second, and Matt Kuchar's a champion because he made that shot. You are not Kuchoke anymore.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Let's take Scott out in Charlotte, North Kakalaki.
What's up, Scott?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, I'm down here for work. I live up in the Detroit area, but I'm down here for work today, and I'm watching you guys online.
Thank you.
Oh, hi. I'm waving to you. Can you see me, Scott?
I'm sorry?
We're
waving to you.
Yeah, you're talking about this replay, and my big problem with the baseball replay is the umpiring. If they wanted to go to a new system of checking almost everything compared to what they did last year, then these umpires better start doing a better job of getting these calls correct. There's been a lot of replay that I've seen that the umpire is so off base on. I mean, I saw one where it was a Cubs game and the Pirates, if I remember right, like the first or second week. And the Pirate manager challenged the throw to second base. The guy was sliding into second. The Cub guy wasn't even on the base, and the umpire still called him out. He did that phantom.
Right, you know,
right.
In the neighborhood.
That was the big Clint Hurdle was very upset about it.
I don't know. And okay, fine. If you want to start calling that, then why didn't these umpires get the memo that they really need to stop doing those type of things?
Hey, Scott, you say that, but Scott, what we're only, I think all we're finding out, though, is, and with the, you know, when a Tim McClellan, like our guy Tim McClellan is out for the year now or something, and he may not umpire ever again, we're losing those old great umpires, and some of the new guys I hear, they're not getting the same training they used to.
Well, Mark, you know what? You're right about that, but I also believe that they should now grade these guys. If you're below a certain grade, you shouldn't be allowed to umpire. And you got to start getting rid of people because I agree. You know why this is even in? There were 3 plays last year that baseball was embarrassed by. There were 2 at first base where the first baseman was 2 or 3 feet off the bag, and they were called out at first. They weren't even close to the bag. And then there was another one. Do you remember this? The guy had a home run that hit like in the back of the seats. And then came back and they called a ground rule double. I mean, you had to be blind not to see that ball went on the other side of the fence. And they called it a double. And that's why we're even here, because the calls last year were embarrassing.
Well, what's worse is when they get into the playoffs, they add 2 additional umpires out in the outfield.
And they still get it wrong.
Exactly.
I agree with you. You know what? I always said, I don't know what the reason is for the baseball, But I'll tell you what the reason is for the NFL referees and stuff. I think they got too many old guys out there trying to keep up with those guys, and they miss a lot of stuff in the NFL.
I think the NFL is a lot faster. A lot of those guys aren't in shape like they should be, and they just can't keep up with it.
They can't. I think they're too old. I'm just going to say that, and I know that's age discrimination, but I think they're too old.
Yeah, it is age discrimination, but away from that, Scott, in the baseball thing,
yeah.
I'm telling you, that Jim Joyce play that he denied Armando Galarraga the perfect game, that was the real stick in the butt.
But that's
the impetus to get this thing in as fast as possible.
But you know what? That was his fault, because if you're Jim Joyce and you're at first base, you have to know what the situation is. And any bang-bang play is going to be out. I have that in my head. If it's bang-bang, he's out. And no one's going to argue with you. I'm talking about bang-bang. The idea that he's going to call a guy safe in a bang-bang play in that moment means he had no clue what he was doing.
But, Scott, baseball's littered the history. Speaking of perfect games, go back to Milt Pappas's in 1972 when Bruce Fleming had, just to echo what Rob just said, it's a three-ball count on, I think it was Larry Stahl. He had to know that if the ball is anywhere near,
right,
it's going to be strike three.
Right.
He didn't go up with the arm. He was a rookie umpire. To this day, Pappas has battled Fleming on radio shows. This is this is 40 years ago, dude.
You can't do that. You got to know the situation and know the circumstance. I'm not talking about the same thing, an obvious call, but I'm talking about, Mark, you got to know ahead of time what it is. If it's bang-bang, I'm calling you out. You better beat it.
Yeah, for me, just being a fan forever and playing and – you know, enjoying the game, I'd rather them just get rid of replay. I understand you get the Galarraga situation, but I'd rather them not have replay than have to go through.
Well, it's funny, Scott. We were just saying that it's really kind of sullied the game a bit. It's kind of made it a mess. It's not as perfect.
But Scott, let me just say this, and then I'll let you. This is the problem. Everybody has 60-inch TVs with super slow mo. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching it. It seems kind of ridiculous that everybody knows he was safe right at home. And then you're at the ballpark and you're
and
going along
with it. And the answer is just put up with it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. We have the technology now.
Well, I guess with what they did last year, what was it last year? They did home runs and then, I think, foul ball.
Fair foul, right.
Yeah. I don't know why they had expanded any more than that. I was okay.
Because they're getting too many of these calls like Vicieto wrong.
But
that's why. Vicieto, they called him out. He was blatantly safe.
All right, well, let me ask you this, Mark. How many times have you watched an NFL game and you see the replays, and you say, oh, yeah, they're going to overturn that, and they don't?
No, they blow it, even with the replay. I agree with you. It's not always right.
I don't think as many as you think, but I know what you're saying.
It has happened.
But we just had two plays in the seventh inning that were could have been called wrong. Two in the same inning, half inning.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'd just rather have it the way it was.
No, I know.
Hey, Scott, you gotta move forward and you gotta progress. I'm sorry. I mean, you do. It's nice to say that, but you have to.
Scott,
you have the technology. You have to do it.
Are you over 50 or under?
Under.
Okay.
Really? I'm surprised.
Young. All right, because a lot of it's age based.
Right. I'm surprised. Yeah, but
I'm 42.
Okay.
Well, you're pretty young.
So. Yeah.
Long way to go.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the support, even on the road, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've got nothing going on in my hotel tonight, so I thought I'll turn you guys on.
Oh,
and,
so you're supposed to say you actually had 10 things going on.
No, but Scott, good. I'm going to tell you right now.
I didn't mean it like that.
Scott, stay away from the spanker vision and don't call any girls.
I can't own the company computer.
All right, there you go.
See you, Scott. See you later.
Oh, now.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, bye.
Mark, what are you calling?
What is your deal, dude?
I don't know.
You got a thing happening there?
You know what happens?
No, I can't wait.
When it gets warm out.
Then
today was like.
Then young love for a young man.
It like hypes up.
It's 80 degrees today. It's 77. He's going,
all of a sudden, my ED disappears.
I thought you'd say EP disappeared, but no, he's right over there. All right, you know what? Now I'm
look
thrown.
At Mark's all flustered.
Whatever. Detroit's 11:30. WDF on the fan. Hit the thing.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man
on Detroit's 11:30 WDF in the fan.
Once again, I'm telling you, if you're driving around out there, things can happen. Bad stuff sometimes. We hope it doesn't happen to you. Or even routine maintenance. If you need any of that stuff, take your car, truck, or van to the great pros, Mike and his good peeps, at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes, Mark, the very same day.
Expert Car Care can take everything seriously on your vehicle for you because that's what they do for a living, top to bottom, A to Z, something as simple as a tire repair or as major as a transmission or engine. And be sure to mention you know who, and something good will happen to you.
Are you talking about Parker and the Man?
Last I looked.
That's right. And if you do, you will receive not only a free oil change, Mark, with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if your car or truck needs it.
Just for saying Parker and the Man, that's over $100 in savings passed right to you. Just that. I'm like, can you hear the snap that quick? Expert Car Care has locations 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Go see them. Expert Car Care, XPERT, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Well, talk about quieting down an arena. It was a 3-1 Blue Jackets lead after Cam Atkinson scored for Columbus.
Don't tell me. What are you going to tell me?
In a matter of 2 minutes and 13 seconds, Pittsburgh bang, bang, bang scored 3 times. They now lead the Blue Jackets, which is 5:51 to play in the game, 4-3. So literally 2 minutes, Sutter at 5:53, Stempniak at 7:03, Mata at 8:06. So that's 2 minutes. That's pretty fast work. Let's just put it that way on Bobrovsky. And I'm assuming he gave all that up himself. Yeah, he sure did. 4 goals, Bobrovsky. He's already made 40 saves tonight. Marc-Andre Fleury has made 17 saves. So they've outshot, Pittsburgh has outshot Columbus 40-17. And it's only 4-3. I mean, Columbus still has a shot here, but they just gave up 3 goals. Tigers are trailing the White Sox 3-1. And we'll get you updated in just a bit on everything, though. And there's been a couple of calls. I mean, this game, you know, Rob and I were saying, boy, this thing is moving right along. Now it's 2.5 hours, and we got ways to go yet. So the replay really does bring it to a screeching halt. There's no question. And baseball's already at a halt, you know, because of the nature of the game. That's the way it goes. You have to really make a decision. You just heard Scott. Scott just said he would prefer, he's a 42-year-old guy, not that old. So he's not, get off the lawn. He would prefer no replay. Like, he actually said the words, I would rather have it just go back to the way it was with no replay, no looking at anything. If they make a mistake, so be it. I'll live with it. I don't think there are enough people.
That's amazing to me, seriously.
I think it is, too. And especially for someone that's not 80 or who, you know, grew up with the game back in the 50s or the 60s where obviously there was no, you know, even sniffing a replay machine or anything like that. And it wasn't until we got baseball televised, like you said, with big screen televisions.
Everybody's
everything.
At home and they could all watch it.
And Rob, it's the same complaint now on the PGA Tour. There are these people that sit there and watch these PGA golf events on these huge screens on their 60-inch flat screen and then will call when they see somebody screw up. Luke Donald moved a leaf when he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's home watching, and they can do that, right?
The reason we know lift clean in place is because the guy caught Craig Stadler. He's the walrus.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
He caught Stadler that day on his knees and on the towel when he wasn't supposed to do it. Look at Rob. You know what?
What?
An innocent comment about your face was incredible when I said Stadler. All right, coming up.
What, Mark?
Finish my point?
Yes.
But that's why it started. You can't have it both ways. The technology is there. We have come to expect that everybody has a home that's filled with 60-inch TVs.
Tigers had first and third, one out. Kinsler hits into a 5-4-3 double play. Going to the eighth.
They're still having, they scored 5 the other day. They scored 2 yesterday. They've got 1 tonight. There is a major issue with scoring runs.
I agree.
Major issue.
I agree.
Because this is too many games where they're struggling to get a second run. It's just one run to it, just trying to eke out a dang run.
You know what would be good is, EP, would you take a look and go down all the games this year, how many times they scored 2 or less, and then the other way? I bet you it's 50-50.
Want to go 2 or less or 3 or less?
3 or less.
3 or less, because 3 is a,
all right.
is a watermark for
go
a
Go to
pitcher.
3 or less, and I bet you It's half the games.
Okay, let's check that.
Check that out, all right?
You know, and I'm
every
gonna
game.
Hey, by
tell
the
me
way,
how many. Three or less.
The people that love small ball, I got, you know what? Come on.
You like this team compared to the softball team we used to watch?
No, I'll always go for the big boppers. Give me good pitchers and big boppers, man.
I agree. I want to see 8-1. Some runs, good pitching, but right?
Rob, we're doing that look back at the 84 Tigers every game. Scored 6 in the first,
right.
4 in the second. They were up 11-1, 9-3. I mean, that team with Tram and Lou and Chet Lemon and Lance and Gibby and say what you want, and Dave Bergman and Barbaro Garbay, the names kept hitting. All they were doing was hitting that year, hitting everything. That's how you go wire to wire to win a World Series. And in case you haven't noticed, thank you 2006 and 2012, you haven't won a World Series since that Tiger team did that in 84. That's 30 years ago. That's why we're doing it. All right, sports wrap next, 248-848-1130. I think we'll get to Sue Moore. Probably will in the last half hour. On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.